Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Maseches Zvachim is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas, Rabbi Chiel Michel ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Zvachim Daf Tzadik Tes. Before we start the main sugya of here discussing the aloha of Achilas Kotchim and Chaluka to get a portion which Kohenim get a chilek in the Kotchim, which ones don't, we could be makdim the Zaktoma Bichlal, important Nekuda in the mitzvah of Achilas Kotchim and Chalukas Kotchim. We know there's a mitzvah asay of achilas kodshim. It says in the posuk, "Va'ochlu oisam asher kupa bohem." We learn out from this posuk that there's a mitzvah asay for the kohanim to eat their portion in the kodshim. There's machlokes Rambam and Ramban in sefer mitzvahs whether this mitzvah is also on the chilek haYisraelim, chilek haBailim. But al koponim on the chilek of the kohanim, there's definitely a mitzvah of va'ochlu oisam asher kupa bohem. And the Gemara tells us in Pesachim Nun Testament base. The Akriyanim Oichlim, Ubainim Iskaprim, with the Achila, there's a kium of a kapora, there's extra kapora of the korban, which the Bailim have, through the Achila of the Kochim, the mitzvah asei, which is the skayim of Achila's Kochim, v'ochlu oisom ashekupa bohem. Says in Minchas Chinuch, Rechidush, in mitzvah kufbeis, ois aleph, that this mitzvah of Achila's Kochim is only on someone who's choylek lechul b'kochim. Someone who gets a portion, one of these Kohanim who is used in the Mishmah, and he has Chilek Lechul B'Kodshim, he has the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. But other Kohanim, even if we find Kohanim who are also allowed to eat, they're also Oichel, but if they don't have Zchus Chalukah, they don't have in the Einu Chilek Lechul B'Kodshim, then they don't have a mitzvah asay of Achilas Kodshim. The mitzvah asay is only on these Kohanim who are Chilek Lechul B'Kodshim. This is a chiddush of the Michas Chinuch, HaMamele says the Michas Chinuch, the Koyanim, Ketanim, so to Noshim, on their chiluk, which they're allowed to eat in the Kodshim, they, even though they're eating, and they're allowed to eat, it's only Rishus, but they're not Mekayim any mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. And the Michas Chinuch asks later on, in mitzvah Kuf Lamed Daled, that if so, how are we allowed to Bichlal give a portion, a chiluk, of the Korban to the Koyan Kotan, since we're saying that the mitzvah is only Niskayim, through those Kohanim who get a zchus to be chilek bekodshim, memele, how are we allowed to give a piece of the korban to the Kohen Kotan to eat if he hasn't got any mitzvah? L'chayyo be mevatel the mitzvah asay of achilas kodshim. Says the Minchas Chinuch, because since the main korban has in it achilas kezayis through one of the Kohanim who do have a zchus chaluka, memele, there's already a kiyum of this mitzvah of achilas kodshim is already taking place. Therefore, other chalokim of the korban we can give away to the kohenim ketanim, even though they don't have any mitzvah, they only have a reshus that they're allowed to eat the kodshim, even though there's no mitzvah of achilas kodshim. A chiddush of the Michas Chinuch that the mitzvah of achilas kodshim is only for those kohenim who are chilek, who get a portion to go and eat the kodshim. The Netziv in Hemek Tovo, Vayikro, Vov Yutes, he brings down an extra chiddush from the Chasam Sefer in Tshuva and Erechaim Simon Memtes, that the Chasam Sefer went even further and said that since the Lashonis of the Pasuk tells us by us in the Sugya that the one who gets his chus to be chilek bekodshim is the Kohen HaMakriv, the Kohen HaMechate, even though the Gemara tells us that not just him, other Kohenim in the Mishmah also have his chus to go and get chilek lechel bekodshim, afal pikein, since the Torah specifies that the Kohen HaMakriv, he is the one who's gets the portion in the korban, Memela says Chasam Sefer, he has the Ikar mitzvah. Other Kohenim also have the mitzvah, but the main mitzvah of a maschil b'mitzvah and oimim le'gmor is said on the Kohen HaMakriv and the Kohen HaMechate, the person, the Kohen who did the avodas of the dam, the avodas of the korban, he has the main mitzvah of achilas kodshim. Memela says in Chasam Sefer, and nafkemina la'alocha, in a case where there's only one kizayis of the korban available to be eaten, and this is the whole kium of achilas kodshim is being now niskayim only through this achila, then we would give it to the Kohen HaMakriv that he should have this mitzvah of achilas kodshim since he has the ikar mitzvah, even though other Kohenim or chilek also have a kium mitzvah, but they don't have the ikar mitzvah, and therefore we should be makpid that at least the Kohen HaMakriv should be able to eat a kazayis of the korban. So it comes out, we have Emes 3 dargis in the mitzvah of achilas kodshim. The Kohanim, who do not have a zchus chaluka, they, the Minchas Chinuch says, they're only rishus, and they're not mekayim any mitzvah of achilas kodshim. All the other Kohanim who are chilek, They have a mitzvah of achilas kodshim. And then we have the Kohen HaMakriv, the Kohen, he himself who did the avodos, he has the main mitzvah, and he should at least be eating a kezayis of the korban to be mekayim this halacha of achilas kodshim. But mitzad sheni, we find in the Beis HaLevi, in a few places, the Beis HaLevi, in Chilek Aleph, Simen Beis, so too further on, in Chilek Gimel, Simen Nun Aleph, he's ma'arich in the shit of the Rambam, that the mitzvah of achilas kodshim is different than any other mitzvahs achila in the Torah, which we find the mitzvah is on the ma'isa achila. Normal mitzvahs of achilois, the mitzvah is on the ma'isa achila, there's shu'urim of she of kezayis. Masha'inke says the mitzvah, says the Beis HaLevi, the mitzvah of achilas kodshim is not a mitzvah of the ma'isa achila. The mitzvah is that the korban should be eaten. The Tzitzor, that is the main mitzvah, that the Korban should be Nechal, Shum Kamni Dei Noisor. This is the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim, that the Korban should be eaten. The Maisa Achila itself is not the mitzvah just to do the Maisa Achila. The Ike mitzvah is that the Korban is Nechal. And therefore, says the Beis HaLevi, the Rambam doesn't bring down a din at all that the mitzvah is only on the Kohen HaMakriv, or the mitzvah is only on the Kohen HaMuachilik Lechel Bekodshim, because the Rambam holds that the mitzvah is to be, the korban should be eaten, and any kohen who's actually eating the korban is memela be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas kodshim, because that is the main mitzvah that the korban should be eaten, and memela there's no mokum to go and say that one kohen has more of the mitzvah than a different kohen, because if every kohen who's eating is automatically be mekayim the mitzvah that the korban is being nechal, this is the main mitzvah, and memela there's no din on the kohen hamakiv more than any other kohen. So too says the Beis HaLevi, even though normally we find in the mitzvahs of Achila, there's a shiur of kezayis, but we know that we see by Lechem Aponim, the Kohenim said in the beginning of Psochim, Higiani Kapul, they only got a very small portion in the Lechem Aponim, even though there's a mitzvah of Achila, L'chiria, we should need a shiur of the kezayis. Says the Beis HaLevi, the reason is because the mitzvah Achila is not like all other mitzvahs where the mitzvah is the Maisa Achila, but over here the mitzvah is that the korban should be eaten, and memela there's no shiur of a kezayis. Every little chilek of the korban being eaten is a kiyum mitzvah of ochle oisam, asher kupa bohem, a mitzvah of achilas kodshim. Memela, this is a shidah of the Beis HaLevi in the Rambam, that there's no halocha of achilas kodshim more on any kohen than anyone else. And also, there's no shia of the kezayis, and every single chilek is niskayin in the mitzvah, not like we said from the Netziv and Chasam Sefer and the Minchas Chinuch. Hamachlik is, if, who exactly has the mitzvah of achilas kodshim? And al kaponim is a chidush la'alocha, the Minchas Chinuch says that other kohenim who are not chilek, they don't have a mitzvah. And the Chasam Sefer says we always have to be makpid to give to the kohen HaMakriv. He has the main mitzvah of achilas kodshim, even though other kohenim also have a mitzvah if al kaponim the avos chus chaluke. Now moving further into this Gemara, the Gemara says mina anemili, how do we know the halachas of our Mishnah that tvolyoim is einoy chilek bekodshim lechul erev, and the balmum is chilek lechul? Says the Gemara, the halacha is, you have to be someone who's roi l'chitu, this says Rish Lakish, we learn out of the Pasuk, HaKoyen HaMechat Oysa Yuchleno, and Yuchleno doesn't mean Yuchleno, it means Yichalkeno, because a Koyen cotton can also eat. Says the Gemara, but Balmum, the Einu roi l'chitu, how do we know that he is Choylek? Says the Gemara, Balmum, Rechmona Rabbie, says in the Pasuk, Kol Zocho Bakoyanim, L'Rabbis Balmum. Asks the Gemara, Ve'ima kol zocha l'rabbis tvulyoim. How do we know to be marba balmum and not tvulyoim? Says the Gemara, Mistabria balmum avle l'rabuya. A balmum were marba shekein oichel. A balmum is a oichel. And therefore, since he's oichel, he has a meile over the tvulyoim, who is not a oichel now. And a meile, he does not get a chus lechul bekodshim. Now, the Gemara of here only discusses in our Mishnah also the din of a balmum. That's mafurish in the Mishnah, that Balmum does have a zchus to be chulek bekodshim. We have to know what is the halacha by other psulei avoido. We have a halacha of psulei avoido, they can't do the avoido shsui yayin, puri roish, other shalei ruchutz yadayim reaglayim, without big dekohuna, all these koyanim who are not allowed to do the avoido in the Beis HaMikdosh. What is the halacha of these koyanim at night when it comes, they want to get a chulek in the kodshim? Are they allowed to take part in the chalukah of kodshim? Do they have a din of chalukah, just like a balmum? Or do we say that the ribur is only on a balmum over here? We don't find by any other psulim. What is the halacha? Says the Minchas Chinuch mitzvah ein reishei ois yud gimel that this is poshet, that all the psulim avoida, they are allowed to eat kodshim. We don't find anywhere that there's a din that someone who's shalei chutz yadayim ve'raglayim, he's not allowed to go and eat kodshim. It's only aloche in avodah that he has to do kiddush yadayim ve'raglayim. So too in big day kohuna, we don't find anywhere that big day kohuna is needed for the achilas kodshim. Only b'shas the avodah there's aloche of mechusi begodim. Memeila l'chayyeh says mechatzchinuch poshet that all these psuli avodah are allowed to eat kodshim. Mamela, we have to know, since they have a mitzvah, they have a halacha that they're allowed to eat kodshim, do we say that they also have a zchus chalukas kodshim? Be'emes is mafurish in Tosfos also, earlier in the second perek in Tesvav Amud Beis, Devamatchil Asya, that all the psuli avoida are allowed to eat kodshim. Mamela says in Mechaschene, we have to know if all other psuli avoida have a zchus to go and eat, to go and be chalik, be kodshim, just like a balmum. Says in Mechaschene, the lechayy of Malgumor is mashma that we only have a ribri for balmum. Be'emes the aloche is that we need to have someone who's roi lechitui in order that he should be able to get a chus chaluka. He has to be someone, a koyan, who is someone who's roi lechitui. Memela, since these koyanim b'shas the avodah, they were not roi lechitui. They didn't do kiddush adam ve'aglayim. They weren't wearing the big day kohuna. Maybe the Suriyayin or Puriyayish with other Psuli Avodah, then these Koyanim do not have a ribui to tell us that they get a Zchus Chaluka, even though they're allowed to eat Kodshim, but there's no Zchus Chaluka, only for Balmum. This is how the Minchas Chinuch is Mitzadid, and he says that this is Mistaba to say that someone who's a Yoyshev, someone who is sitting down during the Avodah, then he, Mistama, does have a Zchus to be chilek, because it's only a psul tzodi. It's only a side psul. It's not a psul in the gavra. There was nothing wrong with him, be'emes. Be'etzem, there was nothing wrong with him. He was only because he was sitting down, and therefore at night, he can definitely go and get his chus, even to be chilek, lechul bekotshim. But other psuli avoidah, says the Michas Chinuch, al kaponim, those psulim, which are potul, even b'di'eved, they are in a roi lechitui. And memela, these psuli avoidah, says the Michas Chinuch, is mistaba, that they do not have his chus, to go and be chilek la'erev, and only a balmum has a zchus. But the Chofetz Chaim, in his Likutei Halachos, in the Pirush of Zevach Toido, he says it's mistabe, that since the Gemara over here has a ribui for balmum, from the Pasuk of Kozocho Bakoyanim Lerabis Balmum, and the Gemara explains that the reason why we say a balmum has a zchus chaluka, more than a tvulyoim and a tome, is because a balmum, male balmum, shekein oichel, therefore, any other koyan, even though he's posul avodah and he's ainu roi lechitui, but if he's a oichel bekotchim, then he is also included in this ribui of kozocha bakoyanim, telling us that he also has his chus chaluka lechul bekotchim. And even though be'emes these other koyanim like Minchas Chinuch says the ainu roi lechitui, they were psulei avodah kaponim, those psulim which inherently passel the person himself, he was a shuiyayin, he was a shikah, and memela therefore he was ainu roi lechitui b'shas the avodah. But since he's someone who could eat kodshim, there's no din that he's not allowed to go and be oichel bekodshim. Memela says the Chofetz Chaim, he's nichlal, he's included in the ribui of kol zocho b'koyanim yichleno, l'rabbis balmum, it's not just the balmum, it's also all the other koyanim who are psuli avoido, as long as they can eat, they are nichlal in the klal of kol zocho b'koyanim yichleno, that they're chilek lechul bekodshim. So we have a Yisidus in Machlokes between the Minchas Chinuch and the Chofetz Chaim, what is the halacha of other psuli avodah which are possible by the Eved, and which are inherent psulim in the person himself? The Minchas Chinuch says that these people are einu roi lechitui, and the Chofetz Chaim says that enuchanami, they're taka einu roi lechitui, but they have a ribui of kol zocho bakoyanim, like we are marba balmum shekein oichel, so to these other psuli avodah also are included in the ribui, since they also have a zchus of achilas kodshim. One could just point out that Rashi in Kiddushin, in Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, says that the reason why a Balmum is Chilek Bekotchim is because a Balmum also has a Avodah which he should be doing in a Beis HaMikdosh, which is that he sits in the Lishkas or Eitzim, and he goes through all the woods and takes out all those which are rotten and all the worms, he's Maslim or Eitzim, and therefore they have a Zchus to go and be Chilek Bekotchim. The Tiras HaKodesh by us explains that it seems like Rashi holds that the Gemara, who's marba by us, a balmum that he has a zchus chaluka, shekein oichel, is not enough. It's not enough that he is a oichel bekotchim. He also has to have some kind of avodah that he does in a Beis HaMikdosh, and this avodah of haslo asoitzim is enough that this entitles him for a zchus chaluka, besides the fact that he's also someone who's oichel bekotchim. Mamela, according to the Taras HaKodesh, then Be'emes, we need to have someone who's Roy to be do Avridon Ebis HaMikdosh, even though he's any Roy Lechitu, he can't do any Zrikas Adam, but his Alkoponim does a different Avridon of Asloa Soitzim, and this is enough to allow him, to entitle him, to get his Chus Chaluka. Mashainkin, other Psuli Avridon, we don't find that they were Oivid in Elishka Soitzim, then Mamela, they should not be included in this Ribui of Balmum, and Mamela, they, or Be'emes, not Chulik, Lechul Bekodshim, like the Michas Chinuch said, and not like the Chofetz Chaim, that they also included in the klal of Balmum Shekein Oichel. But if not for the Taris HaKodesh, Pshat in Rashi, the Mashmos of the Loshin Rashi over there is that Rashi doesn't mean to say that the reason why Balmum is Chilek is because he does these Avodos in the Beis HaMikdosh, and this is the reason why he's called Roi Lechitui Al Koponim, because he's Roi Avodo. Rashi is just explaining why Balmum is Bechlal included in the Mishmor. We have a Chalukah of Koyanim in Mishmoris, in Bote Ovois, and the Koyah of Koyan who's a Balmum, why is he included at all in the Chilek of the Koyanim of the Mishmor? If he's not doing anything, he can't be Ovid in the Beis HaMikdosh. And on that, Rashi says that this is not true. He's also a Chilek of the Mishmor because he has his job, which he has to do in the Beis HaMikdosh. And that's why Rashi needed to say that the Balmum has this job to be do to work in the Lishkas or Itzim. But any other Koyan or Suyayin or Priyosh who are inherently part of the Mishmor anyway, because they're Be'emes Oivid in the Beis HaMikdosh during their time when they could be Oivid, when they're Rochitz Yadayim Re'aglayim, and when they're wearing Big Day Kohuna, Mamela, they don't need this extra Meila to go and work in the Lishkas or Itzim in order to include them in the Mishmor. Mamela, only by Balmum Rashi had to explain that they are included in the Mishmor because they have this Avodah in Lishkas or Itzim, but Mamela, it could be that every other Koyan, as long as he's a Oichel, is Nichlan in the Ribui of this Pasuk of Kol Zochel Bakoyanim, telling us that they have his Chus Chaluka Lechul Bekotchim, like the Chofetz Chaim says in his Pirush Zerach Toido. Moving further on in the Gemara says, Rav Yosef Oma, the reason why we marbe a Balmum is Mechti Ma'ishi Yichleno Yichalkeno, since the word Yichalkeno means Yichalkeno, Lichti Rachmoni Yichalkeno, why does the Torah say a Loshon of Yichleno, Shmamino, Roi Lachila Chilek, She'inu Roi Lachila, Einu Chilek? This is how Rav Yosef teaches the Pasuk, that we need to have someone who's Roi Lachila, and only someone who's Roi Lachila, he has his chus, Chilek Bekotchim. The Achrenim have a very sadistic Shaila in understanding the Shittas Rav Yosef. We could clear Chakira, what is Rav Yosef saying in this din of Roi Lachila? Is the Pshat that Rav Yosef agrees to what Rish Lakish said above, that the main halacha of Chalukas Kodshim is tolui, depends on someone who's roi lechitui? The posuk of Akrein amechate yoiso yichleno, if Yosef agrees that this is the ikar nekuda which we need in the Akrein, that he should be someone who's roi la'avoido, this Akrein who's roi la'avoido, he is the one entitled to get his chus lechul chaluka chulek v'ichul erev. And if Yosef just over here is coming to tell us that there's another Tanai, there's a Tanai Noisaf, there's a second din, that besides the fact that Kohen has to be a Roi Lechitui, Roi Lavrido, he also has to be someone who's Roi Lachila. And therefore, this is the reason when Rav Yosef gives why we're Marbe from the Pasuk of Kol Zochel Bakoyanim. Why are we Marbe a Balmum more than a Tvulyoim? Says Rav Yosef, the reason is because a Tvulyoim, besides the fact that he's not Roi Lavrido, he's also not Roi Lachila. Mashenkein a Tomei and Tvulyoim, who are Mashenkein a Balmum, who's Roi Lachila, he is more Nichlal in the Parsha, and therefore Kol Zochel Bakoyanim is telling us that he gets his chus to be Chilek V'Ichel La'erev more than a Tomei and a Tvulyoim, who they are also in a Roi Lachila. But Rav Yosef also agrees that the main point is that he has to be a Roi La'avoido. He just says there's another halacha that he also has to be someone who's Roi Lachila. This is one way of understanding Shittas of Yosef, which we'll see soon, is Be'emes, the Shitta of Rish Lakish, because even though Rish Lakish before says that it depends only on Roi La'avoido, Roi Lechitui, but we'll see soon that Rish Lakish also agrees that there's a Tanai that he has to be Roi La'avoido. Mamela, come out that Rav Yosef also holds this way, that there's two halachas, there's halacha of Roi La'avoido, and there's another halacha of Roi La'achila. And the only nafkemina is between Rav Yosef and Rish Lakish is only on Idrashis. What is the reason why are we marbe a balmum more than a tvulioim? Mishlokish says a svarer because a balmum is a roichel, and the Yosef says because in the pasuk we need someone who's a roi la'achile. Mitzad sheni, the second way we can understand Yosef is coming and he's arguing totally on Mishlokish. Mishlokish said that the halacha of a schus chaluka, what entitles him, is he has to be roi l'chitu, he has to be roi l'avoida. Says Rav Yosef, no, this is not the halacha. The halacha of zchus chaluka does not depend at all on someone who is roi l'chitui. There's only one necessity. He needs to be someone who's roi l'achila, and therefore balmums is roi l'achila. He is nisrabe. He has a zchus chaluka. Mashenki no tvulioim and the tomei who ain't roi l'achila. Memela, they do not have a zchus chaluka. And it'll come out that Rav Yosef holds that everything only depends on roi la'achila, and does not depend at all on roi la'chitu or roi la'avoida. Reb Zalman Sender in Chiddush HaGrizas, he says, he's medayek in Rashi, Rashi divar maschel Rav Yosef Omar, is mashma, like the first tzad we said, Rashi explains in Rav Yosef, that Rav Yosef is just coming to explain why we should be marbe a balmum, that he has a zchus chaluka more than a tvulioim. And on that, Rav Yosef says that the reason is because a balmum is a roi la'achila. But Rav Yosef also agrees that there's a locha of roi l'chitu, and that is eka locha, that he has to be someone who's roi la'avoida. But we have a ribui telling us of kol zocho bakoyanim, that even someone who is not roi l'chitu, he also can get a zchus chaluka. And on that, we says Rav Yosef that we're marbe balmum, since a balmum is roi la'achila, mashenkin a tvulioim is not roi la'achila. But Rav Yosef also agrees that it's a locha of roi l'chitu. Mitzad sheni, we find the Tosfos Yom Tov, he asks a question on Rav Yosef, and he says he doesn't understand, since Rav Yosef holds that everything depends on roi la'achila, why do we need a new pasuk to tell us that balmum has a zchus chaluka from kol zocho bakoyanim? L'chuyah, of course he has a zchus, since according to Rav Yosef, we need someone who's roi la'achila, a balmum is roi la'achila. Enochanami a balmum is einu roi l'chitu, is einu roi l'avoida, he can't do avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. But according to Rav Yosef, everything depends on roi la'achila. And since a balmum is roi la'achila, he is nichlal automatically in the klolim of chalukas kodshim. Why do we need to have another mekoy to tell us of kol zocho bakoyanim that a balmum should have a zchus chaluka? So we see clearly in the Tosfos Yom Tov that he holds, according to Rav Yosef, everything depends only on the halacha of roi la'achila, and there's no halacha at all that he has to be roi l'chitui, and Mameli asks why a balmum needs to have a ribui of kol zocho bakoyanim l'chuyah misvore, he should be nichlal in the zchus of chalukas kodshim. And in the Tosfos Chadoshim, in the Mishnayis, he asks Pemis on the Tosfos Yom Tov, on the way the Tosfos Yom Tov understands that Rav Yosef holds that it's not tolu at all on roi l'chitui, and the Tosfos Chadoshim says that l'chuyah the pashtas ha'gemor is mashma, that Rav Yosef also agrees to Rish Lakish that there's halacha of roi l'chitui. He just comes to say that there's another halacha, there's an extra din of a roi l'achila also, and memela that's why a balmum is nichlal in the parsha more than a tvulioim. So it comes out, however, you see the Sigma Chlekes between the Reb Zalman Sender's Medayek Rashi and the Tosfos Chadoshim. They learn that Rav Yosef agrees to Rish Lakish, but Rav Yosef just comes to say that there's another halacha. There's two dinim. We need to have someone who is roi la'avoida and also someone who's roi la'achila. And the Tosfos Yom Tov understands that Rav Yosef is arguing on Rish Lakish. According to Rish Lakish, everything depends on a roi l'chitui, and according to Rav Yosef, everything depends only on the halacha of a roi la'achila, and a balmum b'emes misvore should be able to get a zchus chaluka since he's roi l'echoil, and everything depends on roi la'achila, and we do not need at all, according to Rav Yosef, the din of roi la'avoida, of roi l'chitui. Moving further on in the Gemara says, Shaila boi Rish Lakish. Balmum v'hu tomei, ma'u shei chalukuloi. What happens if the balmum is also a tomei? Do we say, kim de lichozi, a balmum anyway is not roi la'avrida, v'rachmona rabiei, and we have a ribui of kolzocho, telling us a balmum is chilek, memeile, loishno, mali tomei, mali balmum? Or dilma, do we say, roi la'achila chilek, she'ini roi la'achila, ainu chilek? This is the shlokis ishaila. A balmum, and he's also a tomei, he can't eat because he's a tomei. Do we say that he can still get his chus to be chilek bekodshim, because al koponim, he's a balmum, and a balmum has a ribui. Now this is the chayyur pashit, that the shayla of Rish Lakish is only l'shitosei, who earlier says that the din of the chus, chalukas kodshim, depends on someone who's roi l'chitui. and we have a ribui of balmum of kol zocher b'koyanim, and on that we have to know this ribui does include a balmum who's also a tomei. But according to Rav Yosef, who just above says that halacha is needed al kaponim, also the halacha of someone who's roi la'achila, Mamela, this is poshet that balmum v'utome, since he's ainu roi la'achila, does not have a zchus to go and get zchus chalukas kodshim, because he's a tome, he's ainu roi la'achila, like the second tzad of Rish Lakish. Mamela, come out that the shayla of Rish Lakish over here is only according to his pshat earlier, l'shitose, that he says there's no tenai of roi la'achila, everything depends on the halacha of roi lechitui, and on that, says Rish Lakish, you have to know, it does a balmum, who's also a tomei, have a zchus chaluka. But according to Rav Yosef, there's no shayla at all, we need to have someone who's roi la'achila. But asks the Sfas Emes, that l'chaya, even Rish Lakish l'shitose, also we have to understand, what is Rish Lakish's shayla? Because we said earlier that Be'emes, the Gemara is Marbe, we have a ribui of Kol Zocho Bakoyanim telling us that a Balmum has a zchus to go be Cholek Vekodshim more than a Tvul Yoyim. And the Gemara asks, why should we be Marbe a Balmum more than a Tvul Yoyim? Says the Gemara, the reason is, Male Balmum Shekein Oichel. The reason why a Balmum does have a zchus Chaluka is because he's Oichel. Memela says, a Sfas Emes, L'chaya, what is the Shaila of Rish Lakish? Say that a balmum who is a tomei should also have a zchus to go mechilek bekodshim. L'chaya mina ago Rish Lakish agreed that we have to have a balmum shekein oichel. We have to have a balmum who is able to eat. Only he is nichlal in the makori of kol zocho b'koyanim. Mashenkin a koyan who is einu roi la'achila, he's not nichlal in the pasuk of kol zocho. Memelo, we have to understand even Rish Lakish himself, l'shitose, how does he have such a shaila if he agrees that the only reason why we're marbel balmum is only because he eats? Memelo l'chaya balmum who could not eat, he should not be nichlal in the klal of kol zocho b'koyanim. Memelo says the Sfas Emes, l'chaya, we have to say the Gemara before, who has a shakl v'tariya, understanding the drosha of Rish Lakish of roi l'chitui, it is not Rish Lakish himself. It's the Gemara, and the Gemara said this svara of Shkein Oichel, but Rish Lakish will have a different reason why he holds the pasuk is being marba balmum more than a tvul yoyim. And Mamela Rish Lakish does not say the reason of Shkein Oichel, so he asks a shayla over here by us, what is the halacha of a balmum who's a tomei, who's in a roi l'achila? Is he also included in the klal of kol zocho b'koyanim telling us that he has a zchus for chalukas kodshim? But according to the Gemara and the Chanami, there's no shayla at all. And loymi boya, according to Rav Yosef, is poshet, there's no shayla. But even according to what the Gemara explained earlier in Rish Lakish, is also poshet that he could not have his chus chalukah because he's not included in the klal of shekein oichel. This is what the Sfas Emes, how he explains the Gemara, that Rish Lakish over here is a new day. But Be'emes Reb Shmuel Rizovsky, in Zichron Shmuel, Simen Ayin Zayin, at the end of the Simen, so too, the Biskerov in Stencil, Chidush HaGriz over here, they explain that Rish Lakish's sofik is even l'shitose, who he says before earlier, that the reason why we're malbe balmum, why we include a balmum in the pasuk, is because malbe balmum shekein oichel. Afal pikein, even so, Rish Lakish has a shaila to say that maybe a balmum with a tomei also can eat kodshim, and has a zchus of chalukah bekodshim. And explains the Biskerov and Shmuel Rizovsky even more bariches. They explain the shaila of Rish Lakish over here by us is that Be'emes a Balmum is someone who's posul avoido, he's einu roi lechitui, and should not be included in the type of Koyanim who are entitled to get a zchus in Chalukas Kodshim. The only reason why the Gemara says a Balmum is chilek bekodshim is because we have a ribur of kol zocho b'koyanim. The Gemara says earlier, the reason why we're marbe, why do we say that the ribui of kol zocho b'koyanim is telling us that a balmum is chilek and a tvul yoyim is not, says the Gemara, svara, that balmum is better because a balmum is this type of avoida, this type of psul, which only is a psul avoida, but it's not a psul achila, and therefore balmum is more mistaber to be nisrabe in kol zocho b'koyanim. But says Reb Shmuel that this, the Gemara now, Rish Lakish clears a shayla, and his shayla is to understand the ribui of kol zocho b'koyanim. Do we say that this ribui is now a blanket klal, that every balmum, we disregard the problem of being a balmum, and the fact that balmum is any roi l'chitu, we don't care about the fact that he's a balmum, and a balmum has his own ribui, that he can eat kodshim, he could be choylek lechoy b'kodshim kol zocho b'koyanim. The Gemara says Shkein Oichel was only a svara why we should say the Torah is referring to a Balmum. But once the Torah tells us that a Balmum has a zchus to be chaylik, now we don't have to have every single Balmum to make sure that the Balmum is a Oichel. A Balmum is Nisrabe, the Psul of Balmum is Nisrabe in the Pasuk of the Kolzocha Bakreanim, and Mamela now, even a Balmum, She'ein Oichel, because his Grada is also happens to be a Tomei, he's also included in this Klal of Kolzocha Bakreanim. Or, says Rish Lakish, no, the Kohen Balmum, which the Torah was Marbe, was only this type of Kohen Balmum, who is a Oichel. But a Kohen Balmum, She'ein Oichel, he is not included in Kolzocha Bakreanim. Mamela, the Shaila of Rish Lakish is Gufa, how to understand the Ribui of Kolzocha Bakreanim, which we said, Male Balmum, She'ein Oichel. Do we say this is a Ribui for the Psul of Balmum, and we don't care now that the Kohen Balmum, if he could eat or if he can't eat, the Iker Zachir, the Iker point is that the Psul of Balmum is such a kind of passless, which is Be'emes, someone who is a Oichel, and therefore is included in the Klal of Kol Zocho Bakoyanim. Now the fact that he can't eat because he happens to be a Tomei does not trepid, does not disturb his din of Chalukas Kochim, and he can eat, and he can be Chiluk Bekochim, even though he's a Tomei. Or do we say we need to have a Balmum who is a Oichel? Explains Reb Shmuel that if them we can say that the Gemara continues on and Rabbi brings a Toshema, he brings a Raya from the fact that we find that Kohen Gadol is a Makriv Oinen ve'inu Oichel, a Kohen Gadol can be Makriv Oinen and he's not Oichel, and ve'inu Chilek, he also doesn't have his Chus Chaluka or Shema Minor, says the Gemara that you see that you need to have someone who's a Roi La'achila, because the Kohen Gadol is Roi La'avoido, he's Roi La'chitu, he does La'avoido, but because he is not a Oichel, therefore he's not a Chilek. This is Be'emes Apshitas from a side reason why we hold that Kohen Tomei, who is a Balmum, cannot eat. Because the Shaila of Rish Lakish was, can a Kohen Tomei who is a Balmum eat? Do we say he is included in the Ribri of Kol Zocho Bakoyanim, or do we say that he is not included because he is someone who can't eat Kachim? And Mamela, such a kind of Balmum, was never included in the Ribri of Kol Zocho Bakoyanim. But now the Gemara says that even if we say that he is included in Kol Zocho Bakoyanim, but the mere fact that he's someone who's Ein Roi La'achila, even if he's included and we don't care anymore of his psul, and we look at him like someone who's a Roi L'chitui, and he's a Roi La'avoido, but he can never be better off than a Kohen Gadol who's Makriv, and a Kohen Gadol who's Makriv, even though he is a Roi L'chitui, and he does La'avoido on a Beis HaMikdosh, Afa Pikein, even so, we say that he hasn't got Zchus Lechel, Chalukas Kochim, since he can't eat. So we see that there's another halacha that we need to have someone who's a Roi La'achila, and Mamela, Balmum V'utomei, can never have a Zchus to be Chiluk V'kochim, since he has to be someone who's a Roi La'achila. This is what the Gemara brings a Raya, the Toshema, that there's a Tanai of Roi La'achila, and therefore it's not Negea B'chlal, the Shaila of Rish Lakish, whether he's included in the Klal of Balmum or not, since he's always got this problem that he's Ein Roi La'achila, and therefore since he's Ein Roi La'achila, he is Ein Chiluk Lechu B'kochim La'erev, just like a Kohen Gadol who is Oinen. This is how the Achrinim of Shmuel and Biskirov, they explain the Shaila of Rish Lakish, if a Balmum V'utomei can be Chiluk or not, and the Gemara brings a Raya L'maskona, that we need another Halacha, that he has to also be a Roi La'achila. Al Kolponim L'maskona Sagemore, we see according to Rish Lakish, that there's Be'emes two Halachas, even though Rish Lakish says before, that the main Halacha of Achila, of Zchus, of Chalukas Kodshim, depends on someone who's Roi L'chitui, it has to be someone who's Roi La'avoido. Afal Pikein, we see in the Gemara clearly that Kohen Gadol, even though he is Roi L'chitui, he does La'avoido on the Beis HaMikdosh. Afal Pikein, even so, he does not have a Zchus Chaluka. And the reason is because he's Ein Roi La'achila. Mamele, see, even the Rish Lakish agrees that there's another halacha that he has to be someone who's Roi La'achila. And this is what we said earlier from the Tosfos Chadashim, and Reb Zalman Sender was Mudaik like this in Rashi, that this is also a Shitta of Reb Yosef. Reb Yosef also holds that there's two halachas. There's halacha of Roi L'chitui, and there's another halacha that has to be someone who's Roi La'achila. And this is also Mavur in the Rambam, in Perek Yod, Maisa Al-Kobonis, the Rambam brings down an halacha Yudalad, the halacha that Kohen is only Chilek Lechul Bekodshim, only if he's Roi La'avoido, and a Kohen who's not Roi La'avoido does not have his chus. And later on in halacha Yud Zayin, and halacha Yud Tes, he says that there's another Tanai of Roi La'achila, That means even though we have a Kohen who's Roi La'avoido, Afal Pikein like a Kohen Godoy who's Roi La'avoido, he still cannot get any Z'chus to go and eat a Z'chus Chalukah, since he's not Roi La'achila. Memela comes out, there's Bemis two separate halachas, there's two dinim in order for a Kohen to be entitled for Z'chus Chalukah. First of all, he has to be someone who's Roi Lechitu, Roi La'avoido, and second of all, he has to be a Kohen who's Roi La'achila. Now ask the Achrinim, many Achrinim ask this question, among them the Tzfasemes, the Zichron Shmuel, we said the Pshmoizovsky over there in Simen Ein Zayin, and others, the Chidushi Agrim in Simen Chof, and Michal Feinstein in Simen Chof, they all ask the Kasha, that L'Chaya we have to understand, what is Be'emes the need to have two different Miyutim, two different Halochas of Roi L'Chitui and also of Roi L'Achila? Bishloima the halacha of Roi L'chitui alone, if the whole halacha will depend, the din of Chalukas Kodshim will only depend on the din of Roi L'avrido, then this won't be enough, because we know that the Kohen Gadol, even though he's Makriv, he cannot get a Z'chus Chalukah Lechul Erev. If you're going to say that everything depends only on the Z'chus, on the din of being Roi L'avrido, then the Kohen Gadol should be able to get a Z'chus Chalukah. Memela, we have to have a mute to tell us that we need someone who's Roi L'avrido. And this is the reason why Kohen Gadol does not have a Z'chus Chalukah. Masha'inke, the kasha is, this din of Roi La'achila alone should be enough. Why do we need another pasuk to tell us that we need someone who's Roi L'chitu, who's Roi La'avrido? L'chir will be enough to tell us that the din of Chalukas Kodshim depends on a Kohen who's Roi La'achila. And if this would be the only halacha, all the dinim will stay the same. Memela, a Kohen Gadol, even though he's Makriv, Afal Pikein, since he's not Roi La'achila, he's not Chaylik. So too, a Tvulyoim, since he's not Roi La'achila, he's not Chaylik. Mashenkin and Balmum is Roi La'achila, he is a Chaylik Lechul La'erev. Memela, the Kashi is a very strong question. Why do we need to have this halacha of Roi La'avoido? Why isn't there enough just to have the halacha of Roi La'achila? Lechir, there should be no nafkimine. And says the Sfasemes, to say the Nafkemine is between Kotten and Noshim, because even though the Kotten and the Noshim, they are Roi La'achila, Afal Pikein, they do not have a Z'chus Chalukah, since we can say the reason is because in Roi La'avrido, L'chir, the reason by them, Rashi says, we have a different Pasuk to tell us that Kotten and Noshim are not Roi to go and get a Z'chus Chalukah, because it says Ishka Achiv, not because of the Halacha of Roi La'avrido. The Sfasemes says that maybe our Gemara will hold that that is the reason why the Kotten and the Noshim do not have a Z'chus Chalukah, is because the fact that they are not Roi La'avrido. But L'chir, this is Shveh, normally we learn it from a Pasuk of Ishka Achiv, Memela, there's no need, L'chir, to have this Miut of Roi La'avrido. Every single person who's Eino Roi La'achila automatically is Eino Chilek from the Halacha of Roi La'achila. Why do we need to have another din to tell us that we need to have a Kohen who is Roi L'chitui and is Roi La'avrido? Now, Be'emes, according to what we said earlier from the Minchas Chinuch, that other Psuli Avrido, like Shusui Yayin, since they are in a Roi L'chitui, even though they are Oichel, they do eat, they have a Z'chus Achila, but Afal Pikein, since they are in a Roi L'chitui, they do not have a Z'chus Chalukah, Memela, this is very moving, we understand very well, the question is not Shveh at all, we need to have two separate miutim, one meal to be memayit someone like a Kohen Gadol who is Roi L'chitui, Afal Pikein, he does not have a Z'chus Chalukah because he's in a Roi La'achila. And so too we need to have a miut the other way. Even though we have Kohanim who are Roi La'achila, like someone who's a Shesui Yayin, Afal Pikein, he does not have a Z'chus Chalukah since he's in a Roi L'chitui. Memela, it's very well understood why we need to have two miutim. But this is only good according to the Minchas Chinuch, who holds that the Psulei Avrido, like Shesui Yayin, do not have a Z'chus Chalukah. But according to what the Chofetz Chaim explained, that anyone who is a Oichel is automatically included in the Klal of Kol Zocho B'Koyanim, telling us that they also have a Z'chus Chalukah. Memela, we do not need anymore the miut of someone who's in a Roi La'avrido, because if we only have the Halacha of in a Roi La'achila, L'chir, this is enough to tell us that everything depends, the Z'chus Chalukah depends only on the din of Roi La'achila, and all the Halachas, L'chir, will still stay the same, so why do we need to have another Pasuk? Explains the Chofetz Chaim in Zevach Toidor, Bekitze, Mo Bariches, in the Chiddushi of Michiel Michal Feinstein in Simen Chof, they explain a very soidestige Nekuda in the Ike Droshes over here in the Gemara of Roi L'chitui and the Drosha of Roi La'achila. Normally one would understand that these are both the same kind of halacha. There's a tanai, in order to be zeicher, to be entitled to the schus chalukka, we have to have either a kohen who's roi lechitui, or someone who's roi laachila. It says, Remichel, that be'emes, if you analyze the drosh as well, we see that be'emes, there are two separate halachas, and the halacha of roi lechitui is not like at all the halacha of roi laavoida, of roi laachila. Says Remichel, be'emes, the posuk, all over in all the korbanos, the pasuk says that the one who has the zchus to be chilek lechol bekodshim is the kohen amechate, the kohen amakriv. He is the one who has the zchus chaluka. He has the zchus to go and be chilek lechol la'erev. The Gemara above the top of the Amud, the Gemara says that uklolahu, it can't be a klal that only the kohen amakriv, the kohen amechate, he gets the zchus. Because the Mishma Kula de Imechatim Vaichlin, they also included in the Schus Chaluka. We know anyone in that Mishma has a Schus Chaluka. And says the Gemara that the reason why they have a Schus Chaluka is because Rory Lechitui Karminon, there's a din of Rory Lechitui. Rashi says at the top of the Omer, the Mamaschim Mishmora Kula, that even though they were in Zurich Adam, Elo Echot Zorak Al Yedei Kulam, one of the Kayanim in the Mishma was Zurich, Al Yedei Kulam, through for all of the Kohanim in the Mishma, and therefore all of the Kohanim in the Mishma have a Zchus Chaluka. Now this Lashon of Rashi can be explained better with the we see Mefurish in the Ramban Al HaTorah in Parshat Tzav, Pirek Zayin, Pasuk Tes. The Ramban explains that Be'emes, the Zchus Chaluka is only for the Kohen HaMakriv, only for the Kohen HaMakriv, the Kohen HaMechate himself. He is the one who has a Zchus Chaluka. The reason, says the Ramban, why all the Kohanim in the Mishmar have a Zchus Chaluka, because the Gemara says the Roi Lechitui, explains the Ramban, this is his Loshin, he says that Ayochid Mehem, Oy Ashnaim Ushloisho Hamakrivim, Bishus Kulomim Oisim. These Kohanim are working Bishus Kulom, all the Kohanim in the Mishmar are working Al Yodom, O Bishlichusom, the Kulom Oimdim Alakobin, just like, says the Ramban, we find by El Milchoma, there's some soldiers who go and work on the front, the chilek ayurid la milchoma, and there's a chilek of the Kohen, the chilek by the milchoma, that they are yoishiv ala kelim, they stay at the back. Afal pikein says a Ramban, all of them get as chus chaluka because they're all doing the avodah together. So to all the Kohenim in the Mishma, every Kohen is keilu doing the avodah bishliches, the one who actually is doing the zrikas adam. The way to look at the zchus chaluka in the korban is be'emes only for someone who's a makriv, only someone who's doing the avodah in the korban. He has a zchus chaluka. The reason why all the kohenim in the mishma have this zchus chaluka is because this kohen who's being zerik the dam, he's doing the shlichus of all the kohenim, and they are all called that they are doing. They are nichlal in the klal of kohen amakriv, of kohen amechate, like the loshon of Rashi, the echod zerik al yedei kulam. And therefore, this is what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that all the Kohanim also roi lechitui. The Gemara just means that since they are also roi, therefore they're called that the Kohen who's been zerik ledam, he's doing the shlichas of all the Kohanim who are roi for themselves also to do the zrikas adam. Any Kohen who's roi lechitui is also included in his shlichas, and therefore they're called. At the end of the day, it's called that all the Kohanim in the Mishma, they were all Zurich the Dam, they were all Kohen HaMechate, they were all Kohen HaMakriv. And this is Be'emes, what entitles them for Zchus Chaluka in the Korban. Memela says in Michal, it is not right to say, to ask, that what is the need, Bechlal, to tell us that we need to have someone who's Roi L'chitui? Why is it not enough to tell us that we need to have a Kohen who's Roi L'achila? Because Roi L'achila is not the reason why he's being Zurich to the Korban. He's not being zeicher to zchus in the korban because he's roi lachila. The reason why he's zeicher to zchus in the korban is because roi lechitui, and like we explained, that roi lechitui is not just a din that he's roi, but the halacha is that because he's being roi lechitui, he is included in the kohen hamakriv. He is actually being looked at that he is himself being the one who was zeirik the dam, who did the avodas in the korban, and this is what entitles him to the zchus chaluka. The halacha of roi la'achila is another tanai noisach. This is extra din that even though he himself is looked upon as if he was the kohen hamakriv and he was the kohen hamechate, afal pikein, even so, there's another halacha that he has to also be someone who's roi la'achila in order to get this chos chaluka, which is entitled through because he's a roi lechitui.
But it comes out that Be'emes, the Ikas Zchus he has, the Zchus Chalukah is only because he's a Roi Lechitui, because that's the way he's included in the Kohen HaMakriv. And any Kohen who's in a Roi Lechitui, the reason why he does not get a Zchus Chalukah is because B'chalal not in the Parsha of to have this Zchus, because only a Kohen HaMakriv has this Zchus, and every other Kohen does not have this Zchus, and Memeila, Ein Roi Lechitui, Ein Chalik. And there's another halacha that even someone who is nichlal in the parasha and he does have this chus chalukah because be'emes he's a kohen hamakriv afal pikein, if he's missing a different tanai that he's einar roi la'achila like a kohen gadol who's a oinon, he does not have his chus because he's nismayit, has a miut that even though he does have this entitlement because he's be'emes a kohen hamakriv afal pikein, since he's einar roi la'achila, he is not a chilek lechu la'erev. Memele comes out, Be'emes, there are two separate halachas, and the din of Roi Lechitui is needed to go and explain this is inherently the reason why he's been zeicha to a zchus lechu b'kodshim, because this enables him to be called nichlal, included in the klal of a kohen hamakriv, of a kohen hamechate, and that is the only reason why the Torah tells us that he is the kohen to be zeicha to go and get a zchus in chalukas kodshim. This is how Michal Feinstein explains in Simen Chof, the pshat in our whole sugya, the halacha of Roi Lechitui, whereas the halacha of Roi La'achila is in your tnai, which is mamayetim if he's in a Roi La'achila.
Moving further on in the Gemara, Boye Avishia, Tomei Bekorbonis Tzibu, Ma'u She'ichal Kuloi. Rashi explains the shayla of the Gemara, we're talking about a Korbon Tzibu, that had a normal akrova, had a akrova of Koyanim Tahirim, and the Gemara's shayla is, if you have a Koyan with a Tomei, since the halacha is that Korban Tzibur is Doiche Tuma, it could be that this Kohen Tomei is also called someone who's Roi Lechitui, since he is also enabled, he can also be Makir this Korban, since the Korban Tzibur is a Doiche Tuma. But says Rashi, if the Akrova was Be'emes done through the Kohenim Tomeim, then there's no Shaila at all, because anyway the Korban is Einu Nechal, like it's Mavur in the Gemara in Psochim, Ayin Vavim at Beis, that Korban Abob Tuma is Einu Nechal. But the Kesem Mishnah asks on the Rambam in Maisa Korbonis, Perik Yud Alochech of Gimel, he brings down this Shaila of the Alocha, and it's Mashma, says the Kesem Mishnah, we're talking about Koyanim, who are Be'emes Tomei, and Afal Pikein, there's a Shaila, whether do we say that this Koyan Tomei should be able to eat the Korban? L'chir, as the Kesem Mishnah, Rashi says that if the Korban was Nikrav Betuma, then there's no Achila anyway. Memela, the Rambam should have said like Rashi, that we're talking about a case where the Koyanim are Tahirim. And the Kesem Mishnah explains, Mechudish Tegel Pshat, that the Rambam learns this Gemara, we're talking about a Korban Pesach, where the Aloch is a Korban Pesach, even though it was Burt Betuma, it is Nechal Betuma. The Achrinim asks, the Kainur asks, Al-Khir, a Korban Pesach doesn't come Bichlal into our Sugya, which is a Sugya of a Chalukas Kodshim, a Korban Pesach doesn't have Bichlal these Dinim, everything's totally on a Minui, if he's in Monui on this Korban Pesach, so too the Ochlene and his Tshuva and Binyan Tzin and has Arichas, in Chelek Aleph, Simen Kuf Pei Aleph, on the Kesef Mishnah's Pshat in the Gemara, according to the Rambam. But many Achrinim, there is a Meach in Ashmotis, to Sefer Avodah, so to Chaim Oizer in Achiezer, Chelek Gimel, Simen Nun Daled, the Briskerov in the Sefer Al HaTorah in Pashas Baal Oizcha, they all say that Be'emes is a Machlokes over here between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi learns that any Korban which is Koriv Betuma, which the Koyanim were Makiv, even if they did the Zrikas Adam, and the Korban, the actual Bosor, never became Tomei, Afal Pikein, the Korban, since it was a Krover Betuma, is Einoi Nechal. This is included in the Mishnah, that any Korban which is bought Betuma, means if the Krover, the Zrika, was done, Betuma, Einoi Nechal. Memela, says Rashi, the only case we can be talking about by us, is only a case where the Krover was done through Koyanim Tahirim. Mashenke in the Rambam holds, that the only Alocha, that the Korban Abba Betuma Einoi Nechal, is only in a case where the actual Bosor became Tomei through the Koyanim who were Oived in the Beis HaMikdosh, and they were Negea the Bosor, and they were Metame the Bosor, then the Halacha is, a Bosor Tomei of Kodshim is Einoi Nechal. But if we have a case where the Akrova was done Betuma, Lemoshel through Zrikas HaKoyanim, but they Koyanim were Tomei, but they never actually touched the Bosor, and the Bosor remained Tohor, there the Rambam holds the Halacha is,
that the boso hator is nechal, because even though the akrova is akrova of tuma, but still there's no din inherently that a korban abobe tuma through akrova's tmeim is einu nechal. The only reason why a korban abobe tuma is einu nechal is only if the boso actually became tomei, and this is bemis we explained earlier in different places in Tosfos, earlier in Tezayin Amud Beis, and the Shittim Ukubetzis over there, also have this machlokes in the Yisoida din of a korban abobe tuma in nechal betuma, if this is halacha only because the bosal became tomei, like it's mashma over here in the Rambam, or even in a case where the bosal did not become tomei, like it's mavur over here in Rashi. But al koponim, we said that Rashi learns the Gemara over here. We're talking about a case where the koyanim mutahorim, they were makriv the korban, and the tomei koyan on the side, he wants to have his chus chaluka, because since it's a korban tzibur, the halacha is a korban tzibur is deicha tuma, memele he's called a roi la'avoida, a roi lechitui. But asks the Sfasemes, the Oilas Shloima, so to the Mikdash David, in Simon Chavov is base. The Alochaya, the Alocha is, the Gemara says at the beginning of Yuma, Mehadrin on Atayre. The Alocha is that even though Korban Tzibo is Doicha Tuma, but if we have the option, and we have the Efshorius over here to go and use Koyanim Tarayim, we are not allowed to use Koyanim Tameim. Mamela, since we have over here Koyanim which are Tarayim, that they're Makri of the Korban, how could we say that this Koyan Tomei, he's Roi Lechitui, he's Roi Lavoido, Lechiri is not Roi, since we're Aloche is, Mahadrin on Atayre, we look Dafka for Koyanim Tarayim, and in a case where there's Koyanim Tarayim, we are not allowed to use Koyanim Tameim. So Lechiri, in this case, this Pshat of Rashi is Shver, why is this Koyan Tomei called someone who's Roi Lavoido? The Oilas Shloima answers, according to what's Mavur and Rashi in Baba Kama Kuf Yudom Ad Aleph, that the Alocha Madrin on Atayre, which Gemara says at the beginning of Yuma, is only on the same Mishmar, only on Koyanim. If not Mishmar, we have to look to find the Koyan Torah. But if we find Koyanim Torahim in a different Mishmar, we're not Mechuyev to go and use them. We're allowed to stay to this Mishmar and use Koyanim Tameim. This is how the Shaina, how to read the Rashi over there, Marshor and Marshor Madur Vassar, in Rashi in Baba Kama Kuf Yudom Ad Aleph. But al koponim, there is a pshat over there in Rashi to learn that Rashi holds that all halacha madrin on atayre is only to stay in the same mishma. Mamela explains the Oilas Shloima. According to this, we have a case where the koyanim tarayim were behemoth using koyanim from a different mishma, which we were mechuyev to use them because we could have stayed in this mishma and used the koyanim tmeim. Afal pikeinu, we went to a different mishma and we used the koyanim tahirim. In this case, we can say that these koyanim tameim are roi la'avoido because we're not mechuyev to go to a different mishma, and memela they are called roi la'avoido. If we wanted, we could have used these koyanim tameim from this mishma. This is how the Oilas Shloima answers Rashi by us. Another teretz, the Sfasemes and the Mikdash Novi, they answer according to what's mavur in Toisus in Yuma vavo medalef. And the Mavur Behemoth Mefurish as in Yishalmi, in Psochim, Peik Zayin, Aloche Hei, that even though we have Aloche Lechatchila to look for Koyanim Tahirim, but B'dieved, if we didn't, and we use the Koyan Tomei, it's also kosher, because Lemaisa, the Aloche is, that Kormid Sibu is Doicha Tumah, and therefore the Aloche Majin on Atayre is only Lechatchila, but B'dieved it's kosher, and therefore it's a Chidush, that this Koyan Tomei, even though Lechatchila we're not allowed to use him, but since B'dieved, if we would have used him, he would be kosher. Memelis is enough to call this person a roi lechitui, since al koponim b'dieved, his akrova and his avoida would be kosher on a korban tzibur. And therefore, this is how Rashi learns the Gemara. We're talking about akrovas tahirim, and afal became this tomei who's standing on the side. He is called someone who's roi lechitui, either because he's from this mishma, or because b'dieved al koponim is akrova, is called a good akrova, and therefore he's called a roi lechitui. Moving further on in the Gemara discusses the mysterio from our Mishnah, which says Al-Inun is allowed to touch Kodshim, and the Mishnah in Chagiga, which says Mefurish, that Al-Inun needs to have Tvila al koponim for Kodesh. There's a din of Chayme ba-Kodesh, more than Truma, more than everything else, that he needs to have Tvila le-Kodesh. Says the Gemara, lechatchila the Teretz, kanche toval, kanche shaloi toval. And the Gemara asks that even with Tvila doesn't help because his Aninus comes back again. And then the Gemara answers another Teretz, hod osach daite, hod loy osach daite. Like the Gemara explains that we're talking about someone who says, nishmarti midova hametame'eni, veloy nishmarti midova apislani, and therefore he is posel, he is tomei lekodesh, he needs a Tvila lekodesh, but not for Truma. The Rashi explains, and the Karen Uri is Marz Bibarichas, that the Gemara of Hoda Osach Daite is Be'emes has to be Gerus Elo, because we fall off from the Teretz that there's a difference if he was Tovel and if he wasn't Tovel, because the Tevila is not going to help him, he's always going to get back his Aninus again. Therefore the difference is whether he was Mashiach Das or not. Mashenkin in Tosfos, in the Ramas Halachikos Sinon, is Mashma, we still stay with this klal that is the difference between Toval and Loi Toval. The Gemara just means to say that even after the Tevila, when Aninus comes back, then there's a difference if he was Mashiach Das or if he wasn't Mashiach Das. But before he does a Tevila, then always he has to have a Tevila, a din of a Oinen, Tzorich Tevila Lekodesh, like his Mavura in the Mishnah in Chagiga. And this is also Mavura in Tosfos later on the base, in the Vamaschil Hochigal Sinon, that up till now, the Gemara is still working with this Teretz of Tevila, of Kan Toval, Kan Loi Toval, and Uznu Chazor. The Karinoya asks, Lechoyer, where you see this thing, a Pshat Kasher over here in the Gemara, that if the Gemara is saying, like Rashi, that the Be'emes there was a Chazorah from the Teretz of Toval and Loi Toval, and the Gemara answers a new Teretz of Osach Daite, everything depends on Hesach Hadas, and the Gemara asks Hesach Hadas, then he becomes Tomei and he's Chazorah, Shlishi Yoshvi. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a kind of Hesach Hadas where he's only got a Hesach Hadas for Kodshim and not even for Truma. Says the Kainur Yelchir, according to this, we have to understand, how does a Mishnah Chagiga say that this is one of the dinim which is Chumer Bekodesh, which is a Chumra in Kodshim more than Truma? One of the dinim is that Oinon needs to have Tvila Lekodesh, and he does not need to have a Tvila Letruma. Asks the Kayanur if the whole difference is because he was Mashiach Das for something Legabe Kodshim and not for Truma. Why is this called a Chumra in Kodshim? If he would be Mashiach Das in Ganzen totally, then he'll need even Azor Shlishul Shvi. And if we'll be Mashiach Das for something which passes him for Truma, he'll have to have Tvila Letruma. The only reason why Kodshim is different is because Punk, this person, he was Mashiach Das only for something for Kodshim. Lechir, it's very hard to understand why this should be included in a klal of Chumer Bekodesh. And the Kainer explains that according to the Tosfos his Gilsa, maybe this would be better. He's Masbe Barichas, why this could be a better pshat in the Gemara, in Gemara Chagiga. And he's also Ma'arich in the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis, who Lechiria takes on, like this Teretz of the Gemara, we're talking about Hesach Hadas, Midova Hamitama'eni, and not Midova Hapislani. Al-Koponin the Maskonas HaGemara, the Gemara falls off, the Gemara says the Maskona on the base, that the difference is that there's a din Tvila only Legaba Achila. But Lenegia, Loy Ovud Rabbonu Maila, there's no din Maila Lekoidesh Legaba Negia, and he's allowed to touch. True, it's allowed to touch even Kodshim, like it says in our Mishnah, Oinu Negeya, but he's not allowed to eat Kodshim without a Tevila. So we have a very interesting din over here, that Oinu, he's got din Tuma, Legabe Achila, that he has to have a Tevila, he has to go to Mikveh, he has to be Tevil himself, because he has a Tuma, a certain Dauger of Tuma, Legabe Achilas Kodshim, but not Legabe Negeyas Kodshim, he's allowed to touch Kodshim. So we have to know, there's another halacha of Oinen. The another halacha of Oinen is that he's not allowed to, if he's Tomei, he's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdosh. He's also Bebias Mikdosh. What would we say, the Gaba the halacha of Bias Mikdosh, did the Rabbonon say that he has to have a Tvila after his Aninus in order to go into the Beis HaMikdosh? Or do we say, just like he's allowed to touch Kodshim, and the whole Maila was only for Achila, maybe there was no Maila given for Bias Mikdosh? Only for Achila, where do we put the klal of Bias Mikdosh? Do we say that he's like Achila? He's also Issa Koris, just like Achila. Or do we say that he's like Negia and Achila is more Chumridik? And Be'emes, we find in the Loshon of Rashi, at the end of Nida, in Ayin Aleph from its base, the Ramban over there points out from Rashi, that Mashma Rashi holds this whole halacha is only for Achila and not for Bias Mikdosh, because the halacha of Achilas Kodshim, says Rashi, is more Chumridik, and therefore he needs the Tvila only for Achilas Kodshim. An interesting chiddush that Bias Mikdosh has a halacha of Negir and no halacha of Achila. So too, the Rambam is also Mevuad, the Rambam, Lechiria, the Bingeraya, and Mishmo Halevi has a very big Arichis over here, from brings many, many different Rayas to this Shaila, whether he's Mutter in Bias Mikdosh, and he says he sent the Shaila to Moshe Feinstein, and Moshe answered him back that this Rashi in Nidah, the end of Nidah is Mavur, that the Alocha of Bias Mikdosh has the Alocha of Negia and does not have Alocha of Achila. B'sezem Ishmo Alevi and the Rambam, L'choy also, we could bring a raya that Bias Mikdosh, his mutter, to come into the Bias Mikdosh without a tvila, because the Rambam says in Ilchus Klei HaMikdosh, Peri Gimel Aloche Gimel, that a Levi, who's a Oinon, is allowed to do Shira in the Bias Mikdosh, even though he's not allowed to do Avoida, a Kohen is not allowed to do Avoida, but a Levi who's a Oinon is allowed to be Meshir in the Bias Mikdosh. Now, L'choy Shira is in the Duchen, in the Azor, if we're going to say that Midr Abonon is not allowed to come in without tvila, and tvila doesn't help until after he's not anymore Oinon, because otherwise, and Anusu Yichoyzer is Olov, then L'choy, how is he allowed to do Shira in the Bias Mikdosh? Is L'choy also Mavoy Nisrambam, that the Din of Bias Mikdosh, it allows the Aloch is like an Egia, and he's allowed to come in even without tvila, and his whole Tumah is only Legaba Achila, because of Achila over the Rabbonon Meila, like the Gemara says by us in Tzadik Tes Amud Beis.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.